Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, how's your sense of smell?
It's always a little sketchy. I'm congested all the time. But if there is a smell that my brain doesn't like for some reason, I can smell it anywhere. And I like if I put new hair product in, I walk around like looking like I'm dodging a bee for a while because I keep twitching like, oh,
what's that smell?
I have a conflicted relationship with my sense of smell.
Well, you know, what's funny is that all the smell that we smell is done by olfactory receptor genes in our noses. And there's about 855 of them. So you're smelling your hairspray, though, with only about half of those. Those are the ones that work. Mm-hmm. So we've got a whole bunch that they're just there, but we don't know why. And there were some researchers who wanted to study that. And so they did a study in Iceland with 11,326 people. Okay. And they were looking at two things: odor perception, which is what you're doing when you're like, whoa, what does that smell? Whoa, what does that smell?
Yes.
And also odor naming. So that ability to go, oh, wait, that smell is that toxic hairspray gas. Yeah. The test was done with these things called sniffin' sticks.
Well, I already want 12 of them. And I hope they come with a little powder to dip it in.
Oh, that would be great. No, but these are more like, they look like markers. You take the lid off. They're not labeled and you would sniff and try to identify it. Okay. So the odors that they were studying were licorice, cinnamon, lemon, peppermint, banana, and the catcher was rotten fish.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. So they tested adults ages 18 to 96, men and women. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they were specifically looking at with that rotten fish, that's trimethylamine. Okay. And for most people, TMA, that's the short thing because I don't want to have to keep saying trimethylamine, smells like rotting fish, rotting eggs, garbage, and urine.
Ooh, okay. Wow, that's a potent combo.
Yeah, and that not liking the rotten fish smell and that strong revulsion that we get from smelling that, something that keeps you from eating spoiled foods. But then they found out that TMA-rich foods are not always harmful and might be beneficial. Like you're thinking like a kombucha or those kind of fermented things that kind of get a little funky.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So with the fish smell, some people, the smell wasn't that strong.
Maybe that's a mercy.
And some people couldn't smell it at all.
That is so hard to imagine because it is such a pervasive, even kind of fresh fish to me is a little bit off-putting.
Yeah. And it's one of those odors, you can almost taste it.
Yes.
You know?
Like goat cheese.
Yes. Oh my gosh. But here's the funny thing. Some people thought that the fermented rotten fish smelled like ketchup or potatoes, caramel, or even roses.
That seems so unlikely to me. I just can't imagine that leap. Oh, that, yeah. Ketchup. Yeah.
Kind of smells like caramel, I think.
Oh, and there's no shudder because I get a shudder. I'm like, oh.
So the takeaway they took from the fish thing, that variant of like either not smelling anything or not thinking it's bad or thinking it smells like actually kind of pleasant, was found in 2% of Icelanders and 1.7% of Swedes. Now, those are people for whom a long time their Icelandic diet has been the consumption of fermented shark and skate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're thinking now that maybe these people who don't taste it or don't mind the taste, that's evolutionary because you had to eat it anyway and you've been eating it since you were a kid.
Gotcha.
And that for some of these people, even if it smelled bad, those foul odors can be appetizing if you grew up eating them. They called it tastily rotten.
Oh, I do like blue cheese. And I also recognize as I smell it that it does smell moldy. And I'm like, that is going to be so good. So is that the French version of this, maybe?
Yep.
I think it's a nicer life if the fermented foods don't stink for you.
Yeah. And that is my smelly brainstorm.
I love your smelly brainstorm. I'm glad I'm having a sandwich for dinner and not fish. Good. Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.